This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. You've probably been following the story of the housing crisis in Cairo and what people are having to deal with there, what's changed, and what's going on. You can learn more about that at a special town hall meeting coming up this Saturday. The doors open at 3 p.m. at the Varsity Center for the Arts in Carbondale, and a screening of People Still Live Here is coming up at 3:30. The people who've been really involved in this are Molly Parker and Isaac Smith with the Southern Illinois, and they're both in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Jennifer.
People are more familiar with what's happening because of the work that you two have done. So what is happening on Saturday? Is this forwarding the story along, or are you kind of giving people an update?
You know, it's been our focus at the newspaper probably for the last year or two to be advocates for positive change in our community, and that means honing in on stories of local interest, both localizing national issues and again focusing on things that are really happening here. And this is an event to sort of bring our readership together and have a conversation with them about that subject, but also focusing on Cairo and giving them an update. We've also had a lot of people asking us how they can help. People in Carbondale and further north in Alexander County. And so we're also going to kind of be discussing that. There will be a charitable organization, Family Counseling Inc. from Vienna, that'll be there to pass a hat. We'll show this film and sort of discuss where we're at with our reporting.
People may be or may not be aware of the housing crisis in Cairo up to this point. Is forcing more than 100 families to move out of a couple of the complexes that are a part of the Alexander County Housing Authority. The entire housing authority is not being shut down, just the two most dilapidated, if that's a correct phrase, but the two worst conditioned places. Molly, this is something that you've been working on for more than a year now. What are you hoping that people outside of Alexander County can see and learn at Saturday's event?
One thing that I've been thinking a lot about is just the rich history of Cairo. And I think that no matter what the ultimate outcome of this crisis is, and each family has to make a decision about what's best for them right now, I think it's really important that we learn some lessons about the history of our region and about Cairo, and that we understand what has transpired here and what led to this housing crisis, not in the short term and not over the past 10 years with HUD's, you know, apparent oversight failures with local mismanagement, but over 50, 60, 70 years or longer. I spoke to a woman in England, actually, who wrote a book on Cairo, and she was able to, through her research, to find out that the site of McBride Housing Complex was a freedmen's camp or a contraband camp, what they called during the Civil War. And so you had probably some of the same families generations ago living at that site in during the Civil War era as recently freed slaves in squalor conditions that were documented back then by the Quakers. Fast forward to the early 1970s, you have people again speaking up about McBride Complex being in just abject squalor in 1972 when the U.S. Civil Rights Commission came here. And so now we are in 2017, and we are dealing with the same thing. And as late as yesterday, we wrote about, you know, even while they're moving families out, there's still a lot of families living there, and we can't even keep the grass mowed, which may seem like a small thing, but they're talking about having major infestation problems. So you've got weeds up to your knees, trash everywhere, and that's just going to make that worse. While they still have families there, again, you know, people have not left. They are in the process of relocating, but that process is going pretty slowly, so you still have children and families living there.
The work that the two of you and others at the paper have done brought the HUD secretary, brought Dr. Ben Carson to Alexander County to see what's going on and to talk to the residents there. There are probably some people who see that and think, oh, this is now entering an ending phase. Things have got to be getting better. Is that what you're seeing and what you're hearing from the residents there?
I think there's a lot of confusion. They announced on April 10 that they were going to be relocating close to 200 families, and they have relocated some families. I'm told the last count was about 30. There may be more at this point. Those numbers are a little outdated. They are trying to move some families that really want to stay within the community to places within Cairo. They did have some success Shawnee Enterprises out of Marion has announced that they're opening up a 10-unit apartment complex that they bought from HUD. HUD was the owner of that building. It was foreclosed upon, and HUD had been the financer. So they sold it to this other organization that has a history of low-income housing, providing that in the area. And so that's a positive thing. I'm told a bunch of people have already signed up for that, and they're going to have a lottery for those 10-bedroom units. And they're trying to find some other housing options within the county, also in Thebes.
And as Molly's illustrating, this is a much more complicated issue than we have time to discuss in this one segment. You can learn more by going to the special town hall, which is coming up Saturday at the Varsity Center for the Arts. Doors open at 3 o'clock. A screening of People Still Live Here is at 3:30. And then you can be a part of the Q&A after with Isaac and Molly and other representatives. That's all going on, again, at the Varsity Center for the Arts. There's a Facebook event on the Southern Illinoisans website, or on their Facebook page, I should say, and you can get more information at thesouthern.com. Molly, Isaac, thanks so much.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.